Oh, just a beautiful, beautiful day and night all around the great state of Michigan, specifically Southeast Michigan. The one thing about the weather forecasters, all I saw today was rain, 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 rain. And then all of a sudden, like around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was like, poof. Nope.
Perfect.
Perfect. Nothing.
Perfect.
Thank you. We never forecasted rain. What are you talking about?
No, first, it was too windy, too cloudy.
Right. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Glad you can join us. Yes, as Chris was saying, this is our last show of the year. Wow, it just absolutely flew by. So a lot of things to talk about, not only things that happened today, things are going to be coming up, but I want to ask you guys because, you know, it's, what's the biggest golf story of the year? What a stupid question that is. Everybody knows what the biggest golf story of the year is. And I think in conversations with you guys, it's safe to say that you guys all think that LIV is eventually going to be good for the game of golf. I know what the gentleman at the end of the table thinks.
Go ahead, Mike.
One BC. Mike, is LIV eventually going to be good for golf?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it brings interest to the game. But right now, it doesn't look very nice, does it?
No. It's amazing how much
LIV or just the argument.
The argument.
It's the pushback.
It's not very nice.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Everyone's taking sides on this instead of looking at it differently.
I think it's going to be good in the long term, like I said earlier. The two entities, or maybe there'll be a third, can get together and make this worldwide game better, better competition, better paid. LIV's first year, it's intriguing. There's a heck of a lot of money. And the money is astounding. I think the product needs to be a little bit better. You know, I'm not sure the shotgun starts are really, I don't know. I mean, you think about like when the NFL, what's the team? What's the NFL, the new league that came out a bunch of years ago? Was it the USFL?
Which one?
What I'm saying, like, they're trying, then they did the helmets on the end zone and all that. So it was like, XFL. What? It's like XFL. Like, what? Not sure the names on the back. I don't know. It just needed to change a little bit. It tried to get a little better as it gone on. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good in the long term for everybody. I don't know when that's going to be, though. I don't know if it's going to be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. But I do like the fact that they are challenging the PGA Tour to do something different. I think it's going to be good in the long run.
BC.
What a joke. I mean, what a joke. I mean, the PGA Tour, that's how they made their stand, is by just sending out hate mail to everybody, every player, and threatening them never to play the PGA Tour again. So they put up their defensive wall instead of going, okay, we got to figure this out for the sake of the game. They didn't take that route. So, you know, what the hell with them? You know, I hope the LIV just walks all over them. I really do. I hope they murder him in court. I hope they – oh, I shouldn't say that word, should I, Jeff? I'm sorry. I hope they just destroy him in court. And that's what I meant to say, FCC. Thank you. And that's all I got to say. I mean, it's not the right answer. It's like the first fitting cart that we had in golf, Burroughs Golf. Remember the big round thing?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't the best, but it was a start to a solution to make things easier for everybody.
They've certainly put their, you know, their foot down, and
they were ready for this one. I'll just put it this way. They were ready. They had their ducks in a row when they came to the table this time. Not like 94. They weren't ready.
Money can do a lot.
Yeah, money. Mm-hmm. Money talks.
Money can get people organized pretty quickly.
When you get Cam Smith going to get $140
million?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing. I think, you know, the one thing that everybody said when this all started to leak out, and we all remember what happened to Phil going back 6, 7, 8 months ago, it was all about the Saudis. It was all about where the money was coming from. I think people have been able to see through that, and that's not to dismiss what the Saudis have done. To me, this story has been questioning and challenging the status quo of the PGA.
Yes.
And everybody has peeled away all the layers, and that's what we're down to, right? You don't question the PGA. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
It's been kind of interesting to see how, and I don't know if this is the right word, but childish they've kind of acted a little bit. No, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, you know what? Anybody can do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't matter. But there are repercussions. Now, they've obviously had some repercussions, and who knows where it's going to go from here. But I mean, BC's pretty active on Twitter, and he always makes some interesting comments and stuff about, you know, think about you can talk about, but what Tiger, what he's involved in right now with he's the poster and the sponsor money for that. What was it? Some kind of entity for a gaming?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to pay, what are they going to play, exhibitions now?
No. Wasn't there a fee that a Saudi was backing? They were a sponsor. They were backing, and Tiger Woods is a spokesperson or an image for the company.
I have no comment.
Okay.
All right. Can I?
When it comes to anything with the Saudis or anything, I'm just not going to make a comment. But you know, anything that Tiger does, he double talks, and he was taking appearance fees from the Middle East. And I'm not saying anything against, you know, the Saudis are different than the people in Oman or, you know, what the rest of the countries or Qatar, but. You know, when you get appearance fees from the Middle East and then you say you can't do that, you can't get an appearance fee to go play or get money up front. I'm like, oh, wait a minute here. Let's not talk in double tongues here. Let's talk in single file tongues at one time, and let's just put all our cards on the table and then let's see where they shake out. And you know what? And they all do it.
You know, it's interesting because BC, that leads right into something I was going to throw at you guys. Honest to goodness, I just got a text from a buddy of mine who was listening, and he said to me,
"Oh, we got one guy listening."
Yep, no, he said,
Marcero, two.
He goes, oh, two. Honestly, he goes, I can't believe you were dogging Tiger like that. Well, here's it. Both things can be true, and both things are true. Tiger Woods has been unbelievable for golf.
Unbelievable.
We all revere him.
Absolutely.
I have heard all three of you guys talk at different points going, you can't quantify what that guy's done for the game of golf. Put that over there.
Yeah.
It's on the wall that will never go away. At the same time, what else is true is this has been a guy that hasn't been real approachable for a lot of other guys for many, many years. This is a guy, as you said, that has gone and take some of that blood money, as people so dramatically say and everything. What gives? I mean, right? Both. I can revere Tiger Woods. I can say that Tiger Woods has done more for golf than anybody. Mm-hmm. And I feel very comfortable saying that.
You know, there's a great saying that one of my students, James Pyatt's dad, says. This is James. He said this really early on. You can listen to BC only in one area of your life. Golf. No advice on girlfriends. No advice on money. No advice on business administration. No advice. Tiger, I take advice from Tiger on the golf course, not off the golf course.
Yeah.
Good point.
End of story.
No doubt about it. All right. So lots going on. Obviously, that's going to be something that whether you like it or not, that's inconsequential. We are going to be talking about this for a long, long time. Obviously, we have to get into what went down at the BMW. Went on in the Champions Tour as well. So many things to get to on a Sunday night. Once again, we are at the beautiful Fox Hills. Jordan, what the Double Bay? Is that what we
call it? Yeah, we're in the Double Bay.
Yeah, we're in the Double Bay.
Okay, the Double Bay.
The Double Bay.
It is beautiful.
It is nice.
And that's a beautiful dog, too. BC's lovely girlfriend and what do you call
girlfriend?
It?
Girlfriend.
Oh.
Whoa, you got demoted.
Demoted.
The wife just got demoted.
Wife, girlfriend. Sometimes girlfriend's better. No, I joke, I kid. That's a beautiful dog. I'm a big dog guy, so I'm going to go play with the dog during the break. Don't go anywhere. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. All right, welcome back in. Glad you can join us. Sunday night here, Spin on Golf, 760 WJR gang, all here along with Mike Parsons. Mike, who's at the station tonight, by the way? You can yell it to me if you
Jason
want.
Jason Fissler.
Want to give him a shout out, so we appreciate it. Exciting times at the BMW today. We touched on it briefly while we were talking to our buddy, our pal, Chris Renwick. Mike Fay, I know you were watching this closely. Pretty tight atop the leaderboard, but Patrick ends up getting it done.
He did in Wilmington, Delaware. He got it done. He birdied 17, right, BC?
Birdied the 17th hole. I did watch that. I watched one hole of the PGA Tour this weekend.
One by one over Stallings.
Stallings, the reinvented golf pro.
Man, he looks good.
Doesn't he?
He jumped up 34 spots. I guess he's playing next week, huh?
He jumped up 34 pounds, too, like a champion. He looks like a champion.
Is that
now.
Because his? You said he jumped up?
Oh, yeah.
Down 34 pounds or down?
Down.
Well,
oh, okay.
You know, mean,
lean,
mean,
machine, whatever yeah. It is. Yes, he looks like a champion.
Doesn't look like us, Mike.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah, Scheffler fired 11 under, and he is tied for third with Xander.
He's back up. Is he back up to number one? No. Yeah.
He should be.
Scheffler is now number one.
He should be.
And Cantley will be playing as number two next week, which, for those that don't know, the leader starts at 10 under.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the second place person, they start at 8 or 9.
I think eight. They're playing with a handicap.
I just don't understand that.
Why don't we just start from scratch? They already have a zillion point, lead. You know, they don't want a Jay Haas thing to come. Jay Haas was 18th and he won the FedEx that year. I don't think they want that to happen. They want one of the top five guys to win.
I guess.
Which is deserving. Then lower your point expectations during the playoffs.
Schauffele jumped up, right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
He went up 2, so he's number 4.
Yep.
McIlroy 7.
Bum.
Sam Burns is 5. Drop down 1. Sepp Straka is 9.
The big boy.
Tony Finau is 8.
Whoa.
He can still win.
Oh, absolutely. What's he starting at? Even par?
Questionable. Will Zalatoris, number 3, would pull out with the back injury. What do you think about that? You know that, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you get to pull out.
Yeah, he got. What did he get through 15 on Saturday?
I don't know. He played like 3 holes a second day, right? What, BC's he's having trouble breathing over there?
He wants to say something. He's not doing it.
I do have to say this.
I know.
We did not mention CBD. We did not mention Lucas Glover last week. Like, came from nowhere. Did he finished like 2nd or 3rd last week?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, he didn't finish so well this week. He's 41st and won't be playing next week.
See, this is what bothers me about these playoffs. Okay, you got the Corn Ferry guys playing their playoffs at the same time. A guy like Brian Stewart finishes, 131st. Right. I'm going to play Corn Ferry next week. He just bumped the guy out that really needs it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the whole problem with this LIV PGA Tour. That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
The guys that really need the check or status during the playoffs can't get it because next week's even worse on the Corn Ferry because now you got all these guys that just dumped off.
Right.
Of course you want to play.
I was watching some yesterday. It's interesting. Spieth had a fantastic tournament except for Saturday. He had a miserable Saturday, and that's why he finished 8 strokes back. Shot 74, I think. Shot a 74. It's amazing. Yeah, it says here, Jordan, it says Will got through 15 on day 3. He shot a 70, a 69, and then he withdrew.
No, did he?
Yeah, oh, that's
yesterday.
What it says
that's
here.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it says
BC,
here.
what do you got there?
It's a $3 bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think he needs to have one of those tomorrow?
Okay, well, Marshall's like, it's legal, but if it helps you play better tomorrow, just spark it up right now.
Did you have to go to a
no?
What is it called now?
A dispensary.
Dispensary.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I went to one.
I went to one last month too. I was.
Let me tell
out.
You what. Well, I can't advertise this or promote this. That's right. I was told not to do
okay.
this. But it's like unbelievable. They got like concierge where you walk in and they walk you around. It's like.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling like I was doing something wrong.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking around. I
stick my head in there, and they're like, I'm like, am I in the right place? And they look at me, and they, first time? And I'm like, yeah. I had to give my name, my number, my license, and everything.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And then you wait there for a guy like BC says to kind of.
A concierge to show you around.
Show you around, and then they.
Different flowers.
But I'll tell you what. I think it works. I think it works for the wrists and stuff.
I'm telling you, I played last week.
I don't know if I'd be smoking something that looks like that.
I can't smoke my.
Where's my buddy Darren McCarty? He'll definitely tell you.
Don't worry about it.
He's living proof. Trust me.
Anyway, BMW. We got to get back on.
Yeah, let's do that. So who are you guys looking at?
Still Scheffler.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't want to go against the grain because I said Scheffler wasn't going to win it. So I don't know. I don't know. I'll make my pick by the end of the night.
Mike, you brought up Stallings and how he reinvented himself. Was it just the body change?
Yeah.
That's it. It's he didn't change anything. It's just about getting himself in better shape.
He was some of the guys couldn't recognize his face.
Yeah.
That was that dramatic of a change when he came back out, and it's pretty awesome to see him playing good.
Yeah. How about Harrington talk about reinventing themselves.
Hottie bear.
I don't know.
Yes.
Hold on to my hand. That's going to hurt a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to my hand. This might hurt a little bit.
He was going to see Michael Jacobs.
That's right. He did.
Right. He spent lots of time on gears out there.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jacobs.
It was pretty awesome. And he spent lots of time hitting big, long shots.
I mean, I remember when we were at Kiowa and I was caddying for BC and, you know, he was pretty funny guy.
He's great. You're
kind of going through his deal, and Graham Polakoff there from OmniKinetics is with us and working with BC. And he said, well, come on in the back. We'll kind of work out your hip, because he had some hip issues back then. And so I just kind of hung out and I said, how'd it go with back there? BC is, oh, it's great. It's awesome. Graham working on me, and I had Patty right next to me. I go, Patty Harrington? Oh, yeah, he was naked. He was sitting right next to me and is laying down. He had this girl or guy working on him. And BC said he looked over to me like this. He goes, hey, can you hold my hand? I think it's going to hurt a little bit. And BC says, I don't know what you said, but I'm sure you said something pretty funny.
Well, the problem was his fitness girl had an extremely short mini skirt, and I was at about that height on the table, and I'm like,
fisheye.
I can't look right now because it's anyway.
Those locker room things are pretty funny, right? And then I remember even at Whistling Straits when I walked in, and Jason Day's in there, just him and his trainer. Floor. He's got this huge white thing. It looked like a femur bone, and he's digging it into the back of his, you know,
his glute.
Yeah. And Jason like looks up at me, and I'm walking in, and I go, "Don't worry, you're safe." He goes, "It's not what it looks like." I mean, he was the only guy in there with him, and I walked in. I went, "Oh, sorry," and he was buried right in the back of his glute, and he was hurting big time.
Hey, before we go to the break, and I know you want to talk about U.S. amateurs as well, golf world certainly mourning today. Tom Weisskopf passes away.
79.
Legend, right? Wow. 616.
Believe that guy only won. He only won men major. He won at Troon.
Yeah, is that crazy?
British Open.
16 overall, the one major, four champion tour. Also, a designer. Forest Dunes and Shanty Creek, the Cedar course.
Yeah. Right? I like River.
Yeah.
I love them both.
Yeah. They are very good.
He does good work. He does simple work. And he's his trademark was, I want to build a golf course. And I think he set the tone for modern architecture. Pete Dye might have done a little bit, but he made at least one par four in his golf course, 300 yards.
Yep.
That was his forte.
Did he not do one of the courses in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, he did. Nicholas and Weisskopf. Yeah. They had a short hole there too.
Yeah.
Last hole was that drivable par four. I mean, so Tom Weisskopf, definitely, unlike other modern architects, enhanced the property. He did not ruin any property I ever went on. So he did a good work all the way
through. Those three courses that I can think of right there, I always enjoyed.
Absolutely. I mean, these are the very easy, pleasant golf courses that everybody can play. Weisskopf was a good man.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So certainly thoughts and prayers to his family. No doubt about that. A legend passed away. So had to get into that. Have to get into the U.S. amateur. Want to get into the LPGA. Of course, they have the weekend off. They will be in Ottawa next week. And
Ottawa.
Then,
is it like French saying Ottawa?
Yes, Ottawa. just across the Rideau. Just across into All. You can't pronounce that age.
Did you bring the mask tonight?
I don't know what you're talking about. So when we come back, we will talk about the U.S. Amateur, take a look at the LPGA. They are going to be actually down at Highland Meadows in a couple weeks as well.
Wow, yeah,
I know Paul W. and myself will be out there.
Jamie Farr, OMM Marathon.
Yeah, Dana now, right?
Dana? Yeah, Dana Corporation. Dana. Right.
All right, don't go anywhere. Last couple segments of Spin on Golf Sunday night. So glad you could join us on 760 WJR. All right, welcome back in the last couple segments of the show for 2022. Yeah, we'll be back next year. There, I made the decision for everybody. Is that
Thank
right?
you. I appreciate it.
2 hours.
If Marcelo's listening, we'll be back next year, and we'll do 2 hours next year.
2 hours.
We've already tried to negotiate starting a little earlier, too.
Oh, really? I see. I didn't know that.
Well, you got to be on the executive board.
I'm not on the executive board. I'm not on the executive board at all. What? Define earlier. Six?
I'm not going to say because I don't want to offend anybody. That's somebody else's decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have my vote, especially when I have to be up at
I'll tell you
3
this,
in the morning.
We are not going to be starting later, I'll tell you that.
Okay, that sounds good. That's probably Marcelo going, okay, we're not talking business on the air. Knock it off. U.S. amateur.
Yes. Young man that BC knows pretty well that I met down at Bay Hill with the guys, Sam Bennett, who's, you know, decorative player, talented player, not a big player, fiery player, wins this year. I didn't get to see him, but I watched about 4 or 5 holes yesterday, BC.
Yeah.
And the hole that I saw, he had played 2 holes to go. They were tied. And the announcer said he has hit like 1 fairway all day. And, of course, I watched and he blows it way right into the heather. I think it was like a 600-yard par 5. Then he whips it. Up the fairway, a really good shot. I mean, it looked impossible. Up into a fairway bunker. And he had about 170 uphill. Mm-hmm. And I kind of know from you a little bit how he's wired. And Dylan, my son's watching with me, and he goes, This guy talks a lot about himself. And I don't know what this guy is like. And I'm like, watch this. He's gonna whip it up there about 12 feet right of the flag, and this is what he's got running through his veins. And he goes, no way. I go, you watch. And he whammo. And not only did he do that, the other kid that was up near the green hit it past the hole. He missed, or Sam made, the kid missed.
Right.
Last hole, he stuffs it in there tight and wins. Makes goes sense. To today. Now, ironically enough, the two guys are in the final. Kind of a cool, well, sad story, but cool story, which we all know too well. Both guys have lost their fathers in the last 2 or 3 years. And I didn't get to see any of the telecast today, but great storyline, some great interviews after the round yesterday. And, you know, Sam said, hey, I'm not here to come second. I'm here to win.
Oh, he said, I got a lot to prove. Week, I'm the guy to beat.
Yeah.
I'm the best player here. I mean, that sounded similar to what I heard out of somebody else's mouth at the 121st amateur last year. He said, I'm the best player here this week. And you know what? If you at least if you believe it,
you got a chance.
Talk yourself into it.
You got a chance.
You got to fight and do it. I don't know. It's a tough field. I don't know. You got no chance, right?
There's a lot of good players.
There's a lot of good players. I don't know.
I'll just try my hardest and do my best.
It'll be good if I just finish.
Woo-hoo. Have some confidence, right?
Yeah. And he did it. He answered the bell today. The back nine was kind of a train wreck. It took forever, to be honest with you.
But he was up early. He was up 5 up for most of the day. Then he was up 3 up, then 5 up, then 4 up.
Yeah, and he's 5 up going that back nine. He whips one out of bounds, and then, oh, yeah, a car just follows him right over there, right on the left side of the white stakes. I'm like, I mean, that caddy should be, well, it's Willie Wilcox. I get it. You know, he probably had his own medicinal reasons for making a bad reason. But sorry, Willie, I didn't say that online. But
you didn't say it online.
But I did.
But I did. I said it on air.
Oh, on air.
Forget online.
Air. Really. So anyway, he just followed him over there, and the kid fought back. Car fought back. It was kind of
they went to cool 18.
Finish. Yeah, he made this cool up and down on 17. I mean, the kid's long.
17 is a par 5, right?
He whips it over the out of bounds. He's in there. He's got like 270.
It's a long dog leg left over the out of bounds, right?
It's a left, and you got to kind of squirm your way back because there's a tree at the corner. And he hits it in his bunker, and it's like 10 feet below him, the green. Hits it and almost doesn't get out of the bunker, and he hits it like 10 feet, makes it, and Sam misses. And then they go to 18, and the kid just barely missed the fairway car, and then Sam striped it. And Sam hit the driver great today, didn't miss the fairway.
Yeah, so both guys get to play in the Masters.
That's awesome.
Which and the U.S. Open.
Yep.
Just Sam.
Well, I thought they both get to play. They said yesterday in the interview they both
maybe.
Get to play.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, they said that. But good for those guys. And good for Sam. I mean, he has a lot of titles, right? I mean, he played in how many tour events this year? Like four or five?
I mean, he finished 49th at the U.S. Open this year.
And he was James's Pyatt in what event was that?
Oh, at the Spirit International last year, yeah. He was his partner.
So that guy you were talking about in 2021?
Yeah.
That talked about winning the tournament?
Yeah.
Did he eventually win the tournament?
He did win the tournament, yeah. He was just,
I believe I heard of that kid.
Do you know him?
Do you know him?
He was almost bored with
I know his dad.
You know, that guy, it's so hard to go watch him play practice rounds because after three holes, he's like, all right, okay, whatever. Let's get out of here. I'm like, no, don't. Come on, play a tournament. Play a practice round and kind of try a little bit. He's like, nah, I don't want to.
He was out here.
Get him engaged.
He was out here with the trophy last year, and you know,
that's right.
It's so cool. About a year ago, around this time,
right here.
I didn't know BC. I didn't know that he did that. That he basically said, "Okay, cool. This is my tournament. I'm going to win that." I didn't know that part of it. Really?
Oh, he literally said on Saturday afternoon, we got rained out. He's like, "I don't need to see the rest." We played like 10 holes at Oakmont, and he's like, "I don't need to see anymore. I'm ready.
That's
awesome. I'm ready to win."
That's like, awesome.
Okay.
It's funny.
How you doing, Joe?
It's funny with these guys too. What are you doing with
that clock? I think the dumb thing won't stay up.
Must have been the batteries you put on.
I've been fighting it all day. We have this clock and it just won't stay up.
You definitely don't have McTavish hands.
No, I don't. I do not. Just sure what?
Yeah. But
anyway, nine rounds to win the USAM, and everyone's like, "Oh, it should be stroke play." I mean, I'm arguing with people, of course, on Twitter all week, and they're like, it's not the real champion. I mean, if you can survive nine rounds of golf in 7 days,
it's a lot.
It's brutal, and it's never a really cool time of the year to play. So, testament to Sam, great plan, good, really good kid, kind of a hillbilly, backwoods kid, but really, really good kid.
Another congrats goes out to a good friend of ours, Kyle Martin.
Yep.
Who won our PGA Championship this week. I played with him the first 2 days. He played awesome. And he withstood the charge from about three or four guys the last day. Thanks to Prestwick Village for hosting us.
The place is just great.
It's a great championship course. It's a fun course to play. It's always a good challenge. The greens are always very good. It has enough length, has some trouble. It's just a great – it's like one of those courses like Eagle Eye. Those two courses, I think, are two really, really good championship courses. I'd kind of throw the Bear in there, but there can be some massive train wrecks on the Bear that just completely end people's days or weeks very quickly. And, but I think those two courses are great.
It's a big deal. So, you get to play in a Rocket next year. And, you know, I always said that was my major. You know, the PGA Championship, and now it's a senior PGA Club Pro. But those were my majors. If you beat your peers, you know, we had 125 guys in the field. And that was my major. You got your name on the trophy with Walter Hagen and DeMeritt and Fergal and Sam Bird and all these great names, Mike. I mean,
And we had another trophy. Cool. We had another trophy there, too.
Oh, we had the Stanley Cup was there?
Cup.
It was at Orchard Lake.
That would be the Ryder Cup.
Oh, that's right.
We had
the Stanley Cup was at Orchard Lake on Friday. Helmer had it.
That's
right. We had the Stanley Cup, the real one. John Lindert, our vice president for PGA of America, brought it in. The thing's like teeny. It's like that big. It's teeny.
And of course, I'm like, you know, BC and I are sitting there, and I'm like, hey, John, I go, that's pretty cool. Is that thing real? He was all offended. He's got like the white gloves and all that on. I go, well, I gotta ask. Everybody's gonna ask you that, right? I go, look at the U.S. Amateur Trophy. There's like a couple, two or three of those, because I know that the guys broke two of them.
I broke a couple of them, but
right? He goes, no, this is the real one. I go, all right, well, just checking, just making sure. Look how small that sucker is.
Oh, wow.
It is
look
pretty cool.
Yeah,
puny.
Right.
It's a puny trophy.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Gold plated. You know, it's real. I mean, it looks gold and shiny.
Wow.
It is gold and shiny because it's gold. It's really a cool symbol. So what'd the woman do, Mike?
Ladies, let's see.
Nellie.
We had Nellie won.
Well, you don't have to be a woman anymore, I heard.
Oh, no.
So you're saying I got a chance?
I thought in their bylaws it said you had to be born a female, but obviously things have changed.
Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious.
Yes. No, really?
At your Q school.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Silence has come over
ladies,
the air.
Ladies have the week off, and they're going to be. Did you like that transition?
Yes.
They are going to be heading to, as we mentioned, the capital of Canada. Correct, Mike?
Going to Ottawa for the CP Open.
I thought Quebec was the capital.
It's the capital of Quebec. Yeah.
I know that'd get shot.
That's capital. I can tell you what is not the capital, Winnipeg, Manitoba, or Windsor, Ontario.
No. Beautiful city, Ottawa, though. It really
is. It is beautiful.
Yeah,
it is
the,
cool.
The canal there. And
cool town.
Rideau Canal.
Yep, right across from Hull. It's a beautiful city.
Try skating that sucker.
I did one time. Did you? I did. We went.
Did you have the cape on?
I should have had the cape and the mask on.
Didn't you win about it yesterday?
I should have borrowed
so
it.
So Nelly Korda won.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Yes. Yeah.
That's Mike. Live,
yes,
Mike.
It is.
What'd she shoot?
We did. We don't have a leaderboard up here.
61.
We know Nelly won.
She beat her sister.
Beat her sister.
Beat her sister by how many shots?
I'm gonna say two.
Two.
Yeah, we'll get that for after the break.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Look, somebody else deleted my LPGA tour.
Ladies, ladies in Ottawa, and then as we mentioned, they are going to be down in Toledo. I know Paul W. and yours truly, we will be down there the 31st.
Fun course.
Down at Highland Meadows. In beautiful Sylvania. All right, last segment of the show on a beautiful, beautiful night here in Southeast Michigan. We are at Fox Hills. So glad you could join us. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
There it is.
All right, last segment of the show. Really glad you joined us, not only tonight, but all throughout the year. Thank you very much. Have a blast with these guys. Obviously, they're busy all throughout the year as well, but I'm sure that before Augusta next year, we will all reconvene, and we look forward to it. Don't forget the Rocket Mortgage Classic moving back to late June, early July.
Right where it belongs.
Perfect timing this year. Really, it's just a wise decision. Now, are we going to have a POW and a POW of the year?
POS. Point of sale.
Before we get into talking meanly and angrily as we close out the show, I just want to say I hope everybody goes out to watch Ally this week at Warwick Hills. Great event, great course, senior tour, champions tour, all the great guys out there. So
Gillis,
go out and check them out.
Watch Tommy.
I used to love driving out there. That was like the radio station event. I mean, Mike, I'm sure you probably did it. You know, when they were playing the Buick out there.
Exit 106, take a right.
Wait, there was a lot of partying going on when we were out there doing some free lessons. I remember that one of the worst hangovers I've ever had.
I was more drunk than the people that were taking lessons from me. Your sister, my sister.
That was a tough 2 days.
Always a fun time going out there. What you got, Mike?
Yes, the Lat Ladies European Tour, as we were talking about, from Spain, La Reserve Club de Soto Grande. And we have...
That's a heck of an accent.
Nelly Korda. Yes.
Wow,
she won a three-shot lead over three other players, including her sister. She won by three shots there. Big win. I don't think she gets
no
appearance fees. I'm sorry.
No appearance fee.
But absolutely gorgeous place.
It is a nice place.
Yes, in Spain. So.
And it sounds good, too.
Mainly on the plane.
Oh, doesn't it? Especially when you say it fast.
Yes, and loud.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to ask you. So I've never been there. That's one country. Are there a lot of nice courses in Spain?
There are a lot of nice, things in Spain.
Yeah, that's what everybody, like, I know, I mean, Sevi, obviously, but is it huge over
never
in
been
Spain?
There.
I haven't been to Spain. I've been to Portugal, but not Spain.
Okay.
Yep.
Never I thought he was going to say some course he played. He was related to somebody at this place, and he knows their sisters.
Just because the tint of my skin might resemble theirs does not mean Italian skin and Spanish skin is similar.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I was waiting to hear some story. Oh, we were eating some Spanish ham together, and BC goes.
Yeah, him and Nelly, when she used to be called Natalie.
Yeah, right. He's like the world's most interesting man, right?
Before she was too tall. Yep.
We could have those new commercials. Mike, what's going on with you? Still doing lessons? And
yes, very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the kids going back to school, but still very
busy. It's a sad time of year. I had a kid today. Mm-hmm. The girl that played in the USAM a few weeks ago, Addie, she came in and gave me a hug. It's been great. She was in tears. I'm like, well, it's not like I'm going anywhere. Don't cry. You know? And then Neil, my buddy Neil Zoo's going to Swarthmore. He comes in, gives me a hug. I'm like, Neil.
Yeah.
You've never given me a hug in 15 years. You've never hugged me. Neil has even come to your people.
Neil has a higher IQ than
all of us.
Five of us combined.
Probably combined. Yeah.
I said to him, here's my word of advice. Don't flunk out.
Yeah. It's good advice. When does your kid go back?
He doesn't. We're going to Victoria next week for hockey.
Good for you.
So we're going to be out there for 12 days. And hopefully and I don't have to bring him home.
Take the Tawson Ferry across, huh?
From Vancouver? We're taking the... the Washington Ferry from Port Angeles.
Ah,
yes.
Okay, you don't have to go across.
We're flying into Seattle.
Yeah, my daughter starts late, so that she has a lot of friends who have already been back in school, and she doesn't go back for like 3 weeks. I mean, September 6th, I think. Party? Yeah. No, this is her senior year at Northville. This is her senior year at Northville. So
good.
All the high schoolers, like your daughter. I mean, your daughter Rachel's went back last week.
Already
right?
in school. They've already
what
playing.
What school is she at? Southline?
At St. Catharines. So already back in.
Yeah.
And already playing high school tournaments.
Change of the season.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Kind of, it's time to go south, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. She's going, go. That's awesome.
So it comes to that time of the POW or the POY, or is it going to be the POS?
The POS. The PGA Tour is definitely a POS on this. This Monahan, I can't believe that they fumbled this so badly. You know, yeah, I'm partial to the James Pyatt Tour. but, you know, I'm happy for James. He's, you know, everything has fallen into place for James so far. But I really am kind of shocked, I guess I could say, and I'm not angry, I'm not upset, I'm just shocked at the way the PGA Tour has handled this. Okay, let's sit down, let's figure this out, let's figure out this game of golf that's bigger than us. No, they took the defensive wall, and they really, you know, I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong here, which we're not going to say that the LIV guys are right, I'm not going to say the PGA Tour guys are wrong or right. But definitely, you know, you could say that Norman had an axe to grind, whether that's true or not, whether that he got the people to pay for his axe. I'd say, yes, he did. But I would say that the intention of this is not to shrink the game, but to grow the game and give it more opportunities for the top players, like we were saying about the Korn Ferry players before. So I think the overall year would be the POS would be the PGA Tour, period. Mm-hmm. No attitude.
Well, this is going to be a story that continues to develop. And guess what? Our first show next spring, I guarantee you we'll be talking about it. Mm-hmm. That is a guarantee. Hey, guys, pleasure all year. Definitely.
Yeah,
pleasure,
thanks. Pleasure thank you guys for being here. I know it's time throughout the year that we dedicate to this. And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate spending time.
Appreciate you guys. Mike Parsons, thank you. And Dave Rieger. And obviously... Nick Roddy, Jason Fistler, Blake has filled in a few times as well. And, of course, the one, the only, Jeff Marcereau. Got to get that out there. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact, right?
Yes,
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to that. We're going to be at the Country Club of Detroit. So check us out tomorrow morning right here on 760 WJR. For everybody involved, my name is Sean Belegian saying good night from Fox Hills.